from a defensive perspective, how would you sum up the year?
We had to deal with a whole bunch of adversity. A lot of the guys went down, and you know, for the most part, we did a decent job with that. But you know, in every game, there were small things that we allowed to happen as a defense that allowed to score to get out of hand sometimes, and that's not something you want as a defense. You want to be able to hold ground the whole game, and too many times in every game we would give up a couple of plays here or there that you know cause us to be on the losing side of things sometimes.
And you've been on all kinds of teams. Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel with this group? I mean, what do you see defensively, personnel-wise? I mean, do you think the parts are here? Do you think you need a lot of help? I mean, what's your opinion going into this offseason?
Well, I think when, first of all, you get, you know, guys back healthy, that's always a plus. You know, as beautiful a picture that we tried to paint losing in the beginning of the season was huge. You know, we fought through it and we tried our best to do what we needed to do. Guys did a good job of stepping in, but when you lose someone like that, who we depend upon a lot, you know, that's a tough pill to swallow. But I believe that the things are here to get the job done. The key is to have guys on the field playing. It's hard to win football games if you know you're rotating guys in because of different injuries or whatever. So that injury bug hit us pretty hard this year.
Will you be back next year, 2011, playing the Broncos?
That's my plan anyway. We'll see.
How did you feel this year? I mean, physically, I know you had a couple injuries. I mean, it was a tough one for you to come back from. I mean, this is just circumstance. You had a couple injuries. I mean, I know you've talked about the age thing before, and how people make too much out of it, but you feel like you can come back strong and play a 16-game season, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I told you guys before, the two injuries that I had were getting caught up under the pile and you know, spraining my ligament. So that has nothing to do with my age. It has to do with being in a bad place at a bad time. So, you know what? If given the opportunity, I'll come back and do what I can, and hopefully that'll be enough to cause us to be on the winning side of things.
China, listen.
So it looks like LA is going to be joining the front office here in a couple days. What do you think about this? What it might mean for this franchise, for this city?
I mean, very, very knowledgeable individual, obviously, or he wouldn't be coming back in. And obviously, he has a love for this organization, so you know he's going to put everything, his best foot forward on a consistent basis to make sure that we get back to where the Broncos should be. And so I believe it's a positive thing, and I'm pretty sure you won't find anybody that's going to think that's a negative thing to have John back in the house.
I know that he's kept kind of a low profile over the last couple of years, but since you've been here, how much contact have you had? Has a team had with Elway before?
Not a lot, but he spoke a couple of times. You know, he spoke actually to us this year. Came out a couple of times, but you know, not a whole lot of contact. But when he did come in, I think he said some things that hit home with me, and I'm pretty sure it hit home with a lot of guys.
When you look at this franchise, they've never lost 12 games. As someone as prideful a leader as you are, captain of the team, how hard is that to swallow? That, you know, this team has the most losses in franchises.
I mean, we losses. I don't want to say I don't care about the franchise history, but it hurts to lose. Period. I mean, I don't worry about, you know, the history of things. It's about losing. You don't want to lose. If you're cool accepting losses, then that you don't need to be in professional sports. Period. So that in itself is bothersome to me to lose. Period.
Is there a sense of disbelief that really? I mean, was it a 12 loss season? Eddie said that he still can't tell him that the season's over and then there was 12 losses involved.
I mean, I've been in his lead long enough. I played in Philadelphia and we went through a rough stretch there. We you know, won three games there. So I've been through this before. It's no fun. But you want to have to make sure you have the right people in place to be able to build and move forward from the ashes of a tough season like we've had.
With that experience, do you have the right people to turn it around?
I believe so. Obviously, they're going to add things. Listen, things are going to change. I know you guys are trying to get me to say something, but things are going to change here. There are going to be people that are going to be gone from here. You know, but the people that are brought in, hopefully the people that are kept behind, are able to build something that will go forward and win right away instead of waiting 3 and 4 years to do so.
Brian, based on what you've seen from Tim Tebow, do you believe he's one of those guys, one of those leaders that can take you guys to the next level as a starter?
We'll see going forward. You know, I think that the things that he, in those the short time that he's been on the field, you can see a grit and determination there, willing to take hits that sometimes, you know, going forward, they're going to tell him not to take hits that he's taking. But he's just one of those individuals that's going to take those hits because he believes that he doesn't want to go down. And when you have individuals that's going to fight and scrap for every yard, that's someone that guys can hitch their caboose to and move forward with.
You said the other day...
A couple more, and I got to get to my family.
You said the other day, you know, Ray Rhodes before Andy Reid, you know, you went through that. But is that the time in your career that you could equate to now, or is there another point in your career that you can equate to this time?
No, that time.
So what was the scenario then? Basically, was it just, can you describe, I mean, just turmoil with him being fired, or what do you remember about that time?
Well, it hurt just like it hurt now. We knew Ray was going to be on his way out, and they waited the end of the year to fire him. And going through that whole year, we do that. The situation was what it was. The whole coaching staff was going to be gone. Ray was going to be gone, and we as players had to continue to fight it and push forward. So it's, you know, it's pretty similar.
And when they brought Reid in, how much of an infusion of energy did that bring to that organization immediately? I mean,
I think just the when Randy came in, he was a new guy. He was a coordinator coming in, and so not a lot was known about him. And as far as energy is concerned, I think that guys were more intent on making sure that we were being kept around to play for Andy and whoever the coach was going to be, which wound up to be Andy. That, you know, if you want to call that energy, then yeah, it was energy. But we were just trying to make sure that we gave everything we had for one another in order to make sure that the next coach came in, saw what we were doing in the midst of a losing season.